Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I want to mourn the old trees and tell them that we love them!
I've looked at clear cuts and burnt forest, and I felt outraged.
We are the crowning glory of God's creation, and all of nature was made for us. Nature is more productive because of us, not less.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Surprise! Somebody's got a little fire in his belly. This is Wretched Radio. If you have never met Dr. Greg Gifford, he is a Fortas Fellow. He is the host of Transformed. You have missed out on meeting Mr. Calm, Mr. It's all right. Everything is fine. It seems like you could put paddles on the fellow and just give him a jolt and he'd still be perfectly calm. That's Dr. Greg Gifford. Or so I thought, listening to the Transform podcast, I heard a man who increasingly is getting a fire in his belly aimed at what? The mental health industrial complex. He is not a fan. And more than that, I think he is rightly putting his finger on the pulse of a very large problem when it comes to the medical health industry. They're not helping, they're harming. It's doing more damage than it is good. And that is why his upcoming book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, it's going to be a bombshell. I hope you will consider pre-ordering it even now. You can do that at fortasinstitute.org/lies. But if you are not persuaded, like Dr. Greg Gifford, that there is a threat to Christians. I mean, it's a threat to everybody, but a threat to Christians when it comes to emotional flourishing. We talk a lot about the internet. We talk about pornography. Hey, AI is coming. Hey, we got to be looking out for that. Hey, IVF, we got to deal with this. Hold on. What about mental health? It is a barbarian at the gate. And unfortunately, they've kicked down the door and they have marched in, not just into society, but into too many churches that say, have at 'em. Go ahead. Take our people. You're the professionals. Let me share with you a snippet from Greg Gifford's podcast. I so encourage you to start listening to Greg. His Transform podcast, it will grow you. It will strengthen you. It will help you to get a grip. You say, are you going to finish that sentence? No, that was the sentence. It'll just help you to get a grip on understanding how we are supposed to think, how our busted brains are supposed to function, so that you can be more like, well, Greg, at least most of the time, this is from Transformed. This is a statistic I had never heard before. This one was new in his Transformed podcast. This was the series, More Than a Diagnosis. Is that the one, Jimmy? More than a diagnosis. Yeah, he started out with some stats to indicate the prevalence of mental health diagnoses. And those are statistics, at least I've heard before. But this one, gulp. This is frightening.
Symptoms of ADHD occur during childhood, and many children continue to have symptoms and impairment through adolescence into adulthood. Center for Disease Control. This is the diseases control. This is the empirical science. We're talking about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So obviously there's a medical test for this, right? Obviously, there is. Like, obviously, when we're diagnosing kids as young as 10, according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, obviously, we're doing brain scans and blood tests and scanning for vitamin deficiencies and studying the gray matter of their brain, right? I mean, obviously, the short answer is that no, we are not doing that.
That's as sarcastic as I've ever heard Greg Gifford. You got to know the fellow. I'm telling you, he's like butter. He never curdles. Okay, I'm not going to go any further with that illustration because it was bad right out of the gate. The point is, this is a worked up man who has spent many years studying the secular psychological industrial complex. and he ain't happy about the way that they are labeling our children.
We are using the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. I'll talk more about that in this second segment, but we're using the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which is this encyclopedia of symptoms. We're using that to diagnose children with medically sounding labels. Guys, we have to wake up. We have got to wake up. We have got to be discerning and skeptical. Can you imagine being told that you have ADHD ever since you were 12 or 13 years old? That's just the way you think about your own giftedness. That's how you self-conceptualize. Can you imagine that?
Did you hear that language? That is how you think of your giftedness, not your mental illness. You're gifted a certain way. Have you read Ephesians 4:7 lately? It is a magnificent verse that should cause you to rejoice in your giftedness. You say, no, I have deficiencies. I don't have a long attention span. Or in a different sphere, I don't really have a creative bent. Do you know why? It is because Jesus Christ himself distributes his gifts. The talents that you have, they are custom made for you by your king who now has you on assignment. You have ADHD as much as this cup of tea that I'm drinking. Instead, you have an attention span that perhaps isn't as long as somebody else's. Why? You have a mental illness, says the DSM. No, says God, that's the way I made you. Now, instead of trying to cram you into a box that was created by the education system when it comes to children, society, you've got to be making sure that the kids, they sit for this long and they receive this many credits on this particular subject and they must behave and not squiggle and wiggle. They've got to pay attention. That box of conformity, some people just don't fit into. And it's not because they have ADHD. It is because that is the way that God made them. Now, what a difference that makes. How's about a child, instead of being labeled and then typically written a prescription? Honey, this is the way God made you. Now, let's just figure out how we can put that to best use for his kingdom. Isn't that an encouraging way to look at it?
Can you imagine the handicap, the disability that we can give young people by telling them what they cannot do from a very young age? We must be skeptical. So it's no shock then that girls are less diagnosed and boys are more diagnosed with ADHD. It's not a shocker. Harvard Health published something that was fascinating.
This is scary.
It said, you know, there is a 30% greater likelihood to be diagnosed with ADHD based off of one factor. Are you ready for it?
Can you guess it? Go ahead, Jimmy. There's a 30% increase. There's a factor that's going to determine whether or not you have the ADHD. Go ahead and guess.
I don't know.
Okay. Ever since I heard this, I've been asking people. And typically the first thing that people say is male. And by the way, that is a factor because more males are diagnosed with this than females. But that's not what, was it Harvard discovered? Get ready for this.
30% greater likelihood that you would be diagnosed with ADHD if you're born in August.
What?
Harvard Health Publishing. Double check me, fact check, please. If you're born in August, 25% more likely to be treated for it than a child born in September.
Huh?
If you have to be 5 years old by September 1st to start kindergarten.
Oh, well, that's an interesting, is it just a correlation? Is it a causation? That the kid who is born in August, who qualifies to be enrolled that year, is going to be what? The youngest kid in the class. And they're more inclined, 30%, to be diagnosed with ADHD. Maybe it's not a disease. Maybe it's an, I don't know, a maturity issue.
You know, the greatest shaping factor of being diagnosed with ADHD is the month that you were born. The youngest boys in the class are the ones to be diagnosed the most. Guys, can we not zoom out for a second and say the secular therapeutic doesn't have a clue what's going on? How silly is this? The first lie is that the secular therapeutic is objective medicine. But the greatest difference in being diagnosed with ADHD is what is your birth month?
Wow.
Don't you think this has to do with development, maturity? Don't you think this has to do with parenting? Don't you think this has to do with the giftedness of a child?
Mm-hmm.
Of course it does. Because this is not empirical medicine. This is not empirical medicine. This is subjective medicine. This is like a game of hot and cold. You ever played one of those games? Am I getting close? Warmer, warmer, scalding hot, on fire hot, lava, you're there. That's what it's like for the secular therapeutic in symptom-based diagnosing.
Millions of kids are being labeled, even as we speak. And Greg Gifford is shining a spotlight on this. And I got to tell you something. Some people are going to be blinded by this. If you're not listening to the Transform podcast, this is what you are missing. Not only are you missing really helpful information like the statistic you just heard, which should cause all of us to go, wait, what? You've got a 30% greater chance of being diagnosed with ADHD? If you were born in the month of August, there is trouble in paradise. Greg Gifford is exposing it, and we will continue to let him do just that. Encourage you, consider pre-ordering his book, Lies My Therapist Told Me Now. Basically, what you just heard is the whole book. But it does more than shine a spotlight on the problem. It offers a better solution. Next on Wretched Radio.
Marriage and parenting, beautiful gifts from God, but let's be honest, they're not easy. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're wondering if you're doing it right, listen, you're not alone. And more importantly, there's hope. Pastor Brad Bigney understands these challenges. With 36 years of biblical counseling experience and over 3 decades of shepherding his church, he brings you God's timeless wisdom each and every week on Thrive. Find Thrive with Brad Bigney right now at fortisplus.org or all major podcast platforms.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You ever notice how Christians sometimes dance around the J word? You know, judging. Yeah, we've gotten so scared of our culture that we're practically doing spiritual gymnastics trying to avoid it. What if I told you that righteous judgment isn't just some outdated concept? It's actually one of God's greatest gifts to protect his flock. That's why I'm fired up about our new resource, Thou Shalt Judge, with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. It's at fortisinstitute.org. That's the Fortis store at fortisinstitute.org. Thou Shalt Judge with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. Life doesn't come with calm storms. Sooner or later, the storm hits, and the world says the answer is boundaries. Build fences, keep people out, protect yourself. But the Bible never tells you to construct walls. Instead, it teaches you to anchor yourself to truth, to wisdom, to the unshakable foundation of God's Word. That's where the Better Way with Libby Glossin comes in. Intelligent talk radio for women. Because in a world full of compromise, there is indeed a better way. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting fortisinstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. For 25 years, we've watched Christianity's place in America change dramatically.
This is Wretched Radio.
But one thing hasn't changed: our commitment to proclaiming God's truth without compromise. A quarter century of preaching the gospel, equipping others to preach the gospel, and strengthening the local church. Together, we've built something extraordinary for the kingdom of God. Visit fortisinstitute.org and join us as we continue this vital work.
Until tomorrow, go serve your king.
Important dates in Christian history. 1620. Pilgrims coming to America sign the Mayflower Compact and commit themselves to seek the public good, uphold group solidarity, and forsake self-seeking. The Pilgrims' influence helped to create the religious freedoms enjoyed today in the United States. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Prepare to be yelled at. Sort of. This is Wretched Radio. Perhaps you come from a yelling family and you're used to the volume being at 11. Prepare to hear a different kind of yelling from our very own placid Dr. Greg Gifford, our Fortis Fellow, host of Transformed. His new book, Lies My Therapist Told Me. Please pre-order it. FortisInstitute.org/lies, as in Lies My Therapist Told Me. More Than a Diagnosis was the podcast episode I just listened to. Going to share as much of this as I can without interruption because it is just that good. If you don't listen to Greg Gifford's podcast, you're missing the boat.
You need to reject the secular therapeutics attempt to use medically sounding labels for arbitrarily diagnosed issues. The problem that the mental health culture is creating is it doesn't have empirical, verifiable means to say you actually have an illness. Listeners, I want you to know that the DSM-5, it's now on the TR edition, the DSM-5 TR is symptom-based diagnosing. It's you describing what the problem is, and then a psychiatrist, medical doctor, they are the ones that are going to use your words to find a category. So they find that category, and then they diagnose you, sometimes in as little as 10 minutes, but the average doctor's visit is around 17 minutes.
Woo.
So they're going to diagnose you based off the DSM-5. But notice what the DSM-5 is not doing. It's not providing lab work. There are no scans of the organ of your brain. There are no vitamin levels. There's no blood work. There's no CT, MRI, none of that. All that we're having done is you verbally describe what's happening, and then a medical doctor, and that does include psychiatrists who are medical doctors, they're going to diagnose you based off of that. This book, I've wondered if it's right next to the book, the Bible of Satan. You know, there's like a satanic Bible. I've often wondered if that's the DSM.
This is Greg Gifford being incensed, but he is. And rightly so.
You guys are like, oh, Dr. Gifford, you're losing it. No, I'm not losing it. I've lost it. Maybe I never had it, actually. That's probably the best way to say it. I wonder if it's that bad simply for the reality that it's so inaccurate. It's so inaccurate that it is not verifiable. In fact, medical doctors that are practicing empirical medicine see the DSM as highly subjective and non-verifiable. That's Dr. Thomas and Zell's words in 2013 when the DSM-5 was released. These aren't my words. Go Google Dr. Thomas and Zell, or better yet, buy the book, Lies My Therapist Told Me. And you'll see the direct quotation from what Dr. Enzel said.
FortisInstitute.org/lies.
Subjective, symptom-based diagnosing. Almost every other form of medicine has rejected symptom-based diagnosing because it doesn't tell you the root of the problem. Do you want to know what symptom-based diagnosing is like? It's like me having a toothache. You ready for it? You guys ever had dental work? Oh, like it just makes me cringe thinking about dental work. My middle son says he wants to be a dentist, and I just regularly say, why? Like, why would you do that to yourself? No, I don't do that. I think that though. I don't want to stifle his dreams, but I'm like, what kind of sicko am I raising here? Lock my door at night. I never would want to be a dentist. It's painful to think about dentistry and the work of cleaning like a bone type structure in your mouth. Oh,
I got to tell you, I think somebody needs some biblical counseling. That seemed a little extreme, Greg.
So I have a toothache, right? And if I went to a medical doctor and said, guys, my teeth, they are killing me. Ah, we got you. No problem, Dr. Gifford. Here's a prescription. You can go to the pharmacy downstairs. We got it. And then I go downstairs and I pick up my prescription for pain relief, 800 milligram Tylenol. Is that treating the root of the cause? No, it's not. It's masking the symptoms. That is the DSM in a nutshell. It's not treating the root of the cause. It's treating the symptoms. If you take Tylenol for dental pain, you're going to create more dental pain. The pain is intended to show you that something else is going on in your body. So if you just take a painkiller when you have dental pain, you're going to really, really mess yourself up. I hope you know that by now. I had to learn that lesson the hard way. Some people gotta learn the hard way. Do you guys remember DC Talk?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
I know you know DC Talk.
Nope.
Don't be playing. I know you know.
Nope.
I am one of those. And I had to learn the hard way via root canal that if you just mask the symptoms, they don't go away, they get worse. That's the DSM. The DSM is symptom-based diagnosing, symptom-based treatment. You're not getting at the cause of what's going on. So you have this arbitrary encyclopedia that is like a foot soldier of the secular therapeutics mission. It's non-verifiable, by the way. And then you have other foot soldiers who are psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists. These psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists, whether they're well-intended, and I don't believe that every psychiatrist and therapist are malicious. By the way, I think many are well-intended, naturally compassionate people. Whether they're well-intended or not, or motivated by money or a secure job, I'm not sure. But a psychiatrist is a medical doctor who has been licensed. They have passed medical school. They've been certified to actually practice medicine and licensed to practice medicine in the US. Like, that's no small feat, just to be clear. But right. The psychiatrist is not actually studying the organ of your brain. Just fact check me, like, go see one. In the book, I talk about my visit to a psychiatrist. Go see one. This continues to progress. This so-called medical issue is not objective medicine, and it's now being perpetuated in subjective ways. Consider the subjective ways. There is a such thing as incentivized diagnosing.
Hold on. What was that phrase? Incentivized diagnosing? Say it isn't so, Dr. Gifford.
So now we can't prove that you have a mental illness and we can't prove you don't have it. So now that means that in order for us to have a line in the sand for how you get treatment, instead of being discerning and saying, well, I don't really think you have depression. I think that you might have like an inner person hopelessness, or I'm not sure if you have depression. I think that your focus has been on yourself too much and you're more discouraged because you're living a very myopic life. That's not depression. That's being self-focused and the results that come with that. Instead of having the wherewithal to be able to say that, we're now letting the DSM categories just inform everything. And there's incentives to get a diagnosis. That's what's tricky now. There's incentives to get a diagnosis. Did you know that practitioners, they have to do what's called medical coding, and that medical coding allows them to get paid by insurance companies? So the insurance company is going to pay the doctor, the psychiatrist, the counselor, the therapist. They're going to do so based off the DSM-5 and the categories that correspond to the DSM-5. So essentially, the therapist is saying to your insurance company, I treated your covered, the one that's covered by your insurance policy, I treated them for depression today, so pay me for that.
Mm.
It's essentially what medical coding is doing.
Mm. Now, did you notice a little tell in that diatribe on incentivized diagnosing? Greg's from the South. He has insurance. The rest of us have insurance.
So now I actually need a medical code, which corresponds to the DSM. I need that to get paid as a practitioner. Instead of saying, I don't think you have depression, instead of saying that, we're now saying, you're depressed. I'm billing your insurance as you being depressed. There's compensation through Social Security and workers' comp.
Wow.
In fact, if you are diagnosed and you can prove that the psychiatric distress, quote unquote, started at work.
Oh, yeah.
Then you can receive compensation for that.
I mean.
And if it gets bad enough where it prevents you from performing your regular or customary work, then you can now stay home and get paid to stay home based off of this psychiatric distress.
Wow.
This is picking up steam, isn't it, guys? Like, people are now equated to, this is in our schools through the Individuals with Disabilities Act, people are equated to physical or mental impairments. So if you're blind or in a wheelchair, it's being seen as the same thing as having a mental impairment. And yes, that would be a mental illness or disorder. So that means we need to make sure we have ramps at school, and we also need to have rooms that are quiet for kids to be able to go study in that have ADHD. That's the way the Individual with Disabilities Act works, that we want there to be an equal opportunity for all children to have education. And totally, I would say absolutely. That's 100% the right motivation. But downstream, you can't prove they have ADHD or they don't have ADHD. So are you saying that's the same issue as a student who has a visual impairment? or a physical impairment, they can't walk? Are you saying that's the same impairment? Well, you need that diagnosis in order to unlock resources in schools.
Wow.
So what's typically the first stop? Practitioners are saying, let's get your child tested. And once they get tested, then they can get these resources. Guys, the secular therapeutic is not practicing objective medicine. And now there are incentives to find these arbitrary, seemingly medically sounding diagnoses. You need to be discerning. Be discerning. The Bible has better answers than the secular therapeutic.
And that concludes A Man Yelling. Dr. Greg Giffords' new book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, I think it's a must read. I think every pastor, every elder, and frankly, every parishioner should read this book, because there is an assault on our children. There's an assault on adults. And the Bible simply has better answers. Lies My Therapist Told Me, it can be pre-ordered at FortisInstitute.org/lies. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.